listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A severe weather warning remains in place with a third cold front in 3 days rolling over the southern part of the state. It'll last until late tonight when the strong winds and heavy rain start to ease. Thousands of properties remain without electricity, but Western Power says its crews are working to restore services. A man shot by police in Pingerley at the weekend remains in hospital. He allegedly approached the officer while armed with knives early Sunday. He was tasered, then shot. The Prime Minister is urging the Coalition to support climate change legislation. The Greens have indicated they'll offer enough votes to pass the bill in Parliament, which includes an emissions reduction target of 43% by 2030. Anthony Albanese says it's time for change.
This is an opportunity to end the climate wars. If the Coalition decide to break with their rhetoric and actually come to the table.
The COVID vaccine rollout is being expanded even further, with vulnerable children over the age of 6 months to receive the Moderna jab. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says around 70,000 kids can get the vaccine from September 5.
Children in that age group who are severely immunocompromised, who have disability or other relevant multiple or complex health conditions.
Briefly, WA has recorded another 4 COVID-related deaths and 4,062 new infections. In sport, the Fremantle coach says Matt Tabanagh may play in the Waffle this weekend to find some form. And the Adelaide Crows CEO has reached out to Eddie Betts to apologise over a controversial pre-season club camp in 2018. The AFL champion has described it as a weird and disrespectful experience in his autobiography. Tim Silvers says they acknowledge his pain.
What I read, I was actually saddened to read it. People's welfare and wellbeing is paramount to our club.
Listener.